Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I am up every day feeding 60 horses, throwing hay, doing all the things I need to do, and I actually have been back in the saddle, and it's been years, I'm telling you, years since I've been able to do anything with my horses, and I think it's this stuff. I am telling you, I think it's this stuff. My husband says he has his wife back. You know, it's amazing. So you can tell everybody my story.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. There in Chicago. Yep, I've got you on live, Joel. And I've got Joel Skousen with me. How are you, Joel? Let's see here. I'll turn off the music. How are you, Joel? Got Joel Skousen on with me.
Good.
Excellent. This is going to be a fantastic show today. I have Joel Skousen. I have Patrick Wood. It's a doubleheader Friday, and it's so exciting because Joel, fantastic guest. This is probably your third or fourth visit to the show. I'm excited to have you, Joel.
Thank you very much. And yeah. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. Actually, more than that, now that I'm thinking about it through the years. Make sure you get to katedalyradio.com. Make sure you're downloading the podcast. So the recorded version of this show, you can find at the bottom of the homepage on katedalyradio.com. Also, the Kate Daly Show on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you're checking there because I put links there all the time. I have Joel Skousen on. And Joel, where do you like people to go to find more of you? Because there's several different websites, I know.
Well, I do have two websites. Mm-hmm. One is joelskousen.com. Mm-hmm. Skousen is S-K-O-U-S-E-N, where I sell most of my books on preparedness, strategic relocation, the secure home, the high security shelter book, things like that. You can get to the other website, World Affairs Brief, from joelskousen.com and vice versa. Okay. Both of them are featured in my other. But my current occupation takes most of my time is the publisher and editor of the World Affairs Brief. And people can get a free sample copy of my subscription brief simply by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Excellent. Excellent. You're a political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy of law, constitutional theory, also designer, of course, and a lot of people know you in this way, too, of high security residences and retreats and self-sufficiency. Boy, we could do many, many shows just on that alone. And the latest book in that field is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And, of course, the World Affairs Brief, which I've been visiting, my gosh, almost since I started radio. So I love that you have that site as well. And you're always talking about foreign and domestic affairs and, of course, strategic relocation, philosophy of law and government. There are so many shows I think that you could do, kinds of shows, because of the vast experiences that you've had. I want to start out, and I want to talk about a little bit about what you think is going on in Syria, where your viewpoints are coming from, your perspective, and what you think is going on in the Middle East right now, since it's top fodder in the news.
Well, thank you, Kate. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is right in principle to stop U.S. intervention, mm-hmm. but he has no idea of how to implement it properly, and the Pentagon keeps sabotaging everything he does. He's tried now. This is the third time he said he's getting out of Syria. Each time the Pentagon talks him into either sending a few troops across the border into Iraq so they can come back in, but they never come home.
Right.
They never come home. He just sent 1,500 more troops to Saudi Arabia. And so in principle, you know, he has a sales pitch that I'm bringing the troops home and they're out of harm's way, but they're not. They haven't left. They didn't even leave when he gave the green light last week or this beginning of this week to
Turkey.
President Erdogan, mm-hmm. Erdogan of Turkey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't so much of, yeah, go ahead and crucify the Kurds.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is this really a green light, or is it just having them solve their issue?
It was a green light in this way, that Erdogan told him, mm-hmm. I'm going to come in and I'm going to take up 30 kilometers and create a safe zone like we've been negotiating for the past 6 months. And I'm going to build refugee camps for these refugees to get them out of Syria. And I'm also going to drive out the Kurds. And Trump did not protest. Trump said, all right. And so that's a green light. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Erdogan didn't say, I'm going to make this a big shooting war. But as soon as they got off the phone, Turkey started to attack the Kurds. Mm-hmm. So it very quickly got back to Donald Trump that this was a violent incursion into Syria. Mm-hmm. Against the Kurds. And so he immediately began to backpedal. He wrote a letter to Erdogan, basically, it's a, don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool, you got to be humane, those types of things. But, mm-hmm. you know, this is talking to a dictator for life in Turkey now. And mm-hmm. He basically threw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. And so Donald Trump has tried to backpedal ever since, and the White House has tried to make the case that they didn't give a green light. But the White House even announced the day that Erdogan made that phone call, or Trump made the mm-hmm. phone call to Erdogan, that Turkey is going to make a 30-kilometer incursion into northern Syria. Mm-hmm. When you announce that, that's done with approval. They didn't say, against the protests of the United States, and we have told them we will not allow this. None of that. Just announcing that they're going to make an incursion without comment, and that's a green light.
Okay.
That's a green light.
I know many in Syria have talked about the fact that they don't want us there anyway. They want to be able to fight this battle on their own with Turkey. How do you feel about that?
Well, and that's the unexpected mm-hmm. consequence that came from Donald sure. Trump's green light in Turkey, is that by claiming that he was going to pull out. And by the way, the 28 troops that were in these two observation posts in this northern area weren't pulled out. Mm-hmm. And that's why the day after the telephone call, Trump started to bracket them with artillery shells, meaning beyond them and in front of them, mm-hmm. Sending the message, you know, you better get out because I'm attacking and you're going to get in the way. And so it's interesting that the troops had not even been pulled out. And then they weren't pulled home. They just went to the southern bases where the U.S. has over 1,000 special forces that are basically keeping Bashar al-Assad from having control of his own oil fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, these are the oil fields that the U.S., who created ISIS, the deep state created ISIS. They mm-hmm. took about 50% of the Syrian rebels and said, you're now ISIS. It was a name change. Mm-hmm. They gave them all of these weapons and priority of this and that. And they provided marketing mm-hmm. for them to market Syrian oil, which ISIS captured, mm-hmm. and they marketed it through Turkey. So Turkey's been deeply involved, not only in the transport of terrorists into Syria, but the marketing of ISIS oil. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Russians bombed that convoy of oil tankers lined up at the Turkish border and telegraphed to the U.S., this is what you should be doing if you're really fighting ISIS.
Right.
Of course, the U.S. created ISIS. They're not really fighting them.
Right.
So the U.S. attacked an ISIS oil convoy once mm-hmm. after the Russians did, and they flew down leaflets warning the drivers to flee so they didn't kill anybody. Hmm. But that's the only time that they did. In fact, that oil was marketed through Turkey and went to Israel. Israel is buying ISIS. Israel is colluded with the U.S. deep state in creating ISIS, providing the leadership for ISIS, providing medical care for ISIS. And so remember that the Kurds, they're on the northern, northeastern part of Syria, have been the most effective fighters against ISIS. All the U.S. really did, rather than fight ISIS, is rescue ISIS and its heavy weapons once they had been defeated by the Kurds in Raqqa. Mm-hmm. The U.S. paid for 50 semi-trucks of traders driven by Arab drivers to come into Raqqa and rescue and take away ISIS, its family members, and its heavy weapons, which was a violation of that ceasefire. ISIS then was redistributed, remelded into the Syrian rebels, and that's why the deep state is correct. They can reconstitute at will because the U.S. rescued them. They rescued them out of Mosul rather than have all the leaders killed. So this is a really phony war on terror.
Right.
And what's happened, the side benefit is that Syria has made a deal with the Kurds. The Kurds said the U.S. has betrayed us, so we're going to make a deal with the Kurds. And the Kurds, with Russian backing, will help us keep us safe from the Turkish invasion. And the Turkish invasion has been limited to two invasion points. They haven't even come close to taking what they wanted. But then Trump sent Pence and Mike Pompeo over to Erdogan, and then they gave away the farm. They basically twisted the arm of the Kurds to voluntarily withdraw 20 kilometers away from the border so that Turkey wouldn't have to violently kill anyone, that they would simply, directed the Kurds to give way. What justification does Donald Trump have to give away 20 kilometers of another country? Mm-hmm. It doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to Syria.
Right.
Popular belief, Syria has not used chemical weapons on their people. That was conjured up false intelligence by our U.S. intelligence agencies, which are deep state.
Right. So is that just a move then to buffer? Because I know the Kurds are now wanting to work with Iran and Russia, knowing that probably the CIA would probably stab them in the back. And if they continue to want even that support. And so how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel very good about that. This is Syrian territory. Right. Syria deserves to have it back. And I want to tell you that the U.S. troops have not withdrawn from the Kurdish areas to the south of this border area where they control the Syrian oil. They are not allowing Bashar al-Assad to have back control of his oil so that he can rebuild his country.
Right.
This is the work of the deep state. They don't even tell Donald Trump things like this. He thinks they're withdrawing, but they're not withdrawing.
That's interesting. And we need to talk about Saudi Arabia, too, how that plays into this and why they were sent to Saudi Arabia as well. Why do you think?
Well, Saudi Arabia is a co-conspirator with the deep state in providing terrorists money and support. Saudi Arabia created Al-Qaeda, or at least funded it, after the CIA created out of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. The Saudis, for example, trained the real hijackers, not the ones that the U.S. listed that were on. The real hijackers were trained on actual 757s owned by Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia was involved in covering for the false hijackers, the ones that were training on Cessna airplanes. I'll tell you, as a military pilot, you wouldn't even know how to turn off the autopilot of a 757 if you had trained on a Cessna, let alone guide it and run the navigation system, which is very complex, and get it back to New York from halfway across the country. Just didn't happen.
And you would know, you've got experience on that, too.
Saudi Arabia has been tremendously involved in the war on terror, and it's a very corrupt regime. They have pedophilia. They hire sex slaves to come in. This is not a Muslim protection of Islam.
We're going to come right back. More with Joel Skousen, my guest Joel Skousen, for the hour. A lot of topics at hand. Please do join us. We'll be right back in just a moment on The Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.